from his triumphant return。
那这场宴席可以说是圣经中所记载的第一场感恩的盛宴。
So that's probably that's that is the first the feast recorded in the Bible。
当然，也是一场以感恩和感谢为主题的宴席。
It's also themed with the Thanksgiving。
那想请问弟兄姐妹们，当时亚伯兰在得胜回朝的那个宴会上，他做了一个非常重要的事情，是什么事情？
So he really did one very important thing during that ceremony, feast.
是什么事情啊？
So what was
将
it?
真正属于他自己的战利品拿出来了1/10，献给了撒冷王。
So he expressed his thanksgiving and gave Melchizedek a tithe of all his belongings.
那他实际上是把这1/10的战利品献给谁了？
So actually, that the tithe was not given to Melchizedek.
献给撒冷王他那个位分后边的那位赐福的上帝。
But given to the one, the God, who established Melchizedek as the king of Jerusalem.
因为撒冷王麦基洗德和亚伯兰心中都非常明白。亚伯兰之所以他能够以少胜多的取得了那场不可思议的征战，全都是因为那位神。
So, in the heart of Abram and Melchizedek, they knew this inconceivable victory of his few a servant over the big mighty army was a gift from God.
那在旧约圣经的记载中。有2次规模非常非常盛大的宴席，感恩的宴席，大家能想起来吗？
So the Bible recorded two grandeur and grand Thanksgiving feast.
有一次可以说是所罗门率领的150,000的以色列民，花了7年的时间。建成了耶路撒冷圣殿之后，举行的盛大的感恩献殿礼。
So when was the dedication of the holy temple after the temple was built by 150,000 Israelites, led by King Solomon, spent 7 years.
另一次是以色列王国分裂之后，南国犹大约西亚王派人重修耶路撒冷圣殿的过程中。发现了律法书之后，举行了一场被称为史无前例的隆重的逾越节的感恩礼。
So the other one was an unprecedented Passover Thanksgiving feast. After the Israel kingdom was divided, and by the king Josiah of Judah.
那我现在我想请大家，我们一起来做一点功课。我想请右边的弟兄姐妹们，你们呢翻开《圣经·历代志下》第7章1到22节的经文。
So I want everyone here to do some homework. The brother and sister on my right side, please turn to the Second Chronicles 7, verse 1 to 22.
那坐在左边的弟兄姐妹，请大家翻开《历代志下》35章1到19节的经文。
So on my left, brothers and sisters, please turn to the Second Chronicle 35, verse 1 to 19.
历代志下7章1到22节，历代志下35章1到19节。那请我们两边的弟兄姐妹们寻找一下。在这两次规模盛大的、隆重的感恩的宴席中，这两次的宴席各举行了有3个问题：一个是多少天，另外一个呢，奉献焚烧吃掉了多少头牛，第三呢，奉献焚烧吃掉了多少只羊。
So three questions asked you to look for answers. The first one is how many days they held such a feast, and how many. The second question is how many cattle or they given sacrifice and ate, and the third one is how many of the sheep they ate and giving sacrifice. A sacrifice.
怎么样, 找出来没有?
Did you find the answers?
历代之下, 7章, 1到22节, 有多少天举行了? Seven. 7天, 还有没有不同意见? 23天。
23 days, 7 days. How many days?
还有没有不同意见? 多少天最后? 七天又进行了七天.
This is a 7 plus 7 days actually.
多少头牛?
In the second Chronicle 7.
哇，这要计算的啊。嗯。然后多少只羊? 12万。
22,000 cattle and 120,000 sheep.
用了两个七天的时间, 22,000头牛, 12万只羊。
Yes, yeah, last about 14 days.
我们可以想想,
can you imagine what the, how big the flock would be? So, about the king Josiah, during the Thanksgiving, the Passover Thanksgiving feast, how many days it took?
找到没有? 多少天? 七天?
7 days?
嗯, 多少头牛?
How many cattle?
3,800头
Yeah, 3,800 cattle.
多少只羊?
20 sheep?
3万多少? 有没有不同意见? 几次要加?
3万7,600
哇, 3万7,600
Yes, about
七天的时间, 3,800头牛, 37,600只羊.
During the 7 days feast, they actually given sacrifice, given 3,800 cattle and 37,600 sheep as sacrifices.
成千上万的人聚集在圣殿内外, 用了七天时间, 用14天时间, 大家在那里烧烤, 吃喝。
So, a big multitude counted in thousands and ten thousands and gathered outside and inside the temple. They had barbecue.
那大家注意到没有, 在圣经记载的以色列规模盛大而隆重的感恩盛宴的过程中, 有一个重要的仪式是什么?
So, did you notice that this very critical ceremony during the feast?
有一个重要的仪式是什么? 献祭.
It's really give a sacrifice.
以色列人的感恩往往呢和献祭是联系在一起.
So Israelites thanksgiving and a sacrifice are linked together.
为什么呢? 是因为有依据的. 神在申命记16章16节说, 你一切的男丁要在除教节、七七节、祝棚节一年三次 在耶和华你上帝所选择的地方朝见他，却不可空手朝见。
Yeah, this practice was really based on the verses from Deuteronomy 16:16. It says, three times a year, all your men must appear before the Lord your God at the place He will choose, at the festival of unleavened bread, the festival of the weeks, or the festival of the tabernacles. No one should appear before the Lord empty-handed.
那下面就请大家将圣经翻到利未记。
So please turn to Leviticus.
我们一起来重温一下当年耶和华神亲自为以色列民所设立的献祭礼仪有什么种类，有什么意义。
Let's review the different type of the offerings and learn their significance.
那这些礼仪都献祭的礼仪都记载在利未记第一章到第七章。
So they're all recorded from chapter 1 to chapter 7.
那这里边实际上记载的有五个祭，一个呢是燔祭，一个是素祭，再一个是平安祭，还有赎罪祭，还有一个叫什么？赎愆祭。
So those are the five offerings.
那现在呢，我们大家一起来从经文中来一起来找一找各种祭所要求的祭物是什么。
So that's trying to find from those scriptures, and what type of animals they give sacrifice during through these different offerings.
那利未记一章一到十七节所记录的是燔祭，也叫火祭。
So the chapter verse chapter 1 from 1 to 17 is describe the burnt offering.
那燔祭要求献祭的祭物是什么？
So the offering was
第三节和第十节，是不是？
So verse 3 and 10.
没有残疾的公牛、公羊、公羊或者是公绵羊或者公山羊。另外呢，后边还记载斑鸠或者是雏鸽。
So either is a male without a male bull or sheep or lamb without defects, or a dove or young pigeons.
那为什么要分着不同的种类？
So why they have this categories of offerings?
多得的多奉献，奉献不起的，奉献不起牛的就有羊，奉献不起羊的就用雏鸽。
So it's really based on the you know, Israelites, their ability, just to give based on their own abilities.
那这些祭呢是要完完全全焚烧掉的，所以呢它的意义就是献给耶和华神的礼物，像馨香一样，一直达到天上。
So all these offerings will be burned.And became aroma pleasing to God.
那我们再来看看第二章一到十六节所记载的素祭。
So let's take a look at chapter 2 from verse 1 to 16.
素祭的祭物是
about grain offering.
第一节要用细面浇上油，加上乳香。第四节呢，烤的一些我们可以说叫发酵细面饼，无酵的细面饼。
So first one mentioned about the fine flour with oil and incense. Verse 4 mentioned about the loaves without yeast.
如果来不及烤饼的话，就把你们家最好的麦穗穗子拿来。
Yeah,
第十四节。
Right, and verse 14, if you have no time to bake the loaves, just bring in the heads of new grains.
因为当时以色列人有一个习惯，他们就收获了以后呢，要把很多的穗子给它烘烤一下，烘烤一下，他们出远门的时候呢，就装在袋子里边。如果他们比较仔细的家，比较富裕的家，可以烤很多饼。那有一些呢，时间紧张或者是家里情况不是太富裕，他就会拿的那些穗子走远路也好携带。
Yeah, so based on their tradition, usually they roasted those grains and bring them on the journey.
那这个素祭呢，也同样是要烧掉的，是作为献给耶和华神的礼物，是一种馨香的火祭。
So the burnt offering, grain offering was also going to be burned as an aroma pleasing to God, as a gift to God.
那我们再来看看第三章一到十七节所记载的平安祭。
So let's look at the peace offerings.
那平安祭的祭物第一节记载有牛，第六节记载有羊。
So verse 1 talk about bull, cattle, and 6 about the sheep and the goats.
那它的意义呢，是献给耶和华神的礼物，是一种恢复和好的关系的这种含义。
It's also a gift to our God, and really is the gift of reconciliation.
哇，那到了赎罪祭，就是第四章的第一节到五章的十三节。
So look at the purification offerings, chapter 4 to chapter 5.
第三节记载的有没有残疾的公牛。
The bulls in verse 3.
第十三节也是公牛。
Yeah, it's a really male cattle.
第二十二节是没有残疾的公山羊。
A male goat without defect.
第二十八节可以看到没有残疾的母山羊。
28 is a female sheep without defect.
第32节绵羊羔。
32, the lamb.
所以没有残疾的公牛、公牛犊、公山羊、母山羊、绵羊羔，或者斑鸠、雏鸽，或者是细面，所以给不同的人、不同的家庭。
So for the you know the different Israelite families, people have a variety of offerings, ranging from the male bull, the calf, male calf, goat, male goat, female goat, lamb, or dove, or pigeons.
那大家注意，这个赎罪祭所赎的罪是什么罪啊？是为了赦免以色列民或者官长，他们已经知道的，但是他们
Yeah, so those are really offering to ask God's forgiveness for unintentional sins made by the general public of Israel or their officials.
用我们今天的话就讲，他不小心犯罪了，后来呢自己知道，或者呢被别人发现。So
it definitely is the sins not intentionally committed, but later on they realize they actually sinned against God.
那想请问，如果是故意犯罪呢？在以色列人那个时候，律法是怎么规定的
？So back in their times, if people they committed intentional sins, so what happened to them?
要众人集中起来，拿石头啊
！Right, so it will be stoned to death by a assembly of people.
死罪的。That's
really a sin of death.
那我们再来看一看赎愆祭，这个愆的意思也就是过犯、过失的意思。
So let's take a look at the trespass offering.
15章14节到6章7节所记载。Yeah,
it's in chapter 5 and 6.
那他所献的祭物呢？除了公绵羊以外，还要再追加20%的赔偿金。So
beside the male ram, but they also need an additional penalty of a
20%
of value of yeah. So when we see the penalty of fines, so we know that's really related to the belonging goods, money.
所以它的意义是为了赦免一些意外的过犯，或者是因财物欺诈、说谎等等这些。So
it was also really to pardon and forgive those unintentional sins, such as fraud or lies.
那想请问神为什么为以色列人设这些献的祭啊？
So I ask you, why God giving them the options of these offerings to Israel?
我不知道大家平时如果读到利未记的时候怎么看这一段，是不是哗啦哗啦哗啦就过去了？
So I don't know when we read this verses, are we just probably a scan through.
我们来了解一下这些祭，神为以色列人设的这些祭的目的。
So let's learn the purpose of the purposes of those five offerings.
燔祭也称火祭，是一种自愿的敬拜行为。
So the burnt offering was really a voluntary worship.
表达对神的敬虔，自己的委身而奉献我自己。
It's really to express God's godliness.
也是一样，是一个自愿的敬拜行为，是对神的丰富的供应呢表示感恩。
Express godliness and commitment their body to them, and the grain offerings is also a voluntary worship, and really giving thanks for God's abundant provisions.
平安祭也是一种自愿的敬拜行为，它表达的是对神的渴慕，愿意祈求和神建立关系。
So the peace offering is also voluntary. It's really the longing for establish a positive relationship with God.
那这个赎罪祭呢，就带有强制性的，需要认罪，祈求神的赦免与洁净。
So the purification offering is really mandatory. It's really asked for God's cleansing and forgiveness of sin.
最后一个赎前罪，赎前罪或者赎过罪，也是强制性的，要不单要认罪。
So the last one, the trespass offering, is also mandatory, and it's not only giving the sacrifice but also the penalty, about 20%, as for God's forgiveness and cleansing.
那我想请问弟兄姐妹，如果我们今天，假如说我们今天到圣殿敬拜献祭的话，那在这五种祭中。 我们会选择哪一种最先献上？
So if we were Israelites in today, or we are actually giving those five offerings, so which one you will choose to give to our God?
或者我们要给一个建议的话，哪一种应该最先献上？
So or in which sequence, which offering we should offer first?
哪一种？第几种？
Burnt offering? Any other opinions?
是不是这一种？
It's actually the purification offering.
我们来看一看五种献祭的顺序以及它的属灵意义。
So let's look at the sequence of the offerings and the spiritual meanings behind them.
实际在圣经字里行间都有记载，首先要以实际行动表示认罪。 而愿意悔改，所以要献上赎罪祭。
So the first of all, really trying to, in your real action, to repent from the sins. So that's why we offering the purification offering first.
如果需要献赎前祭、赎过祭的话，也是放在第一位。
Yeah, so that's why we put purification offering first. Or
然后呢？
Trespasses.
要表示。 愿意将自己完全献给神，求神来使用。所以这个呢，就是燔祭和火祭，燃烧，完全燃烧掉。
So the second one is really our commitment to God, and ask for God to use us, and that's why they offering the burnt offering.
那最后是平安祭或者是素祭，放在第三，就是愿意与神，因为当时献祭的时候，是不是赦了罪？ 要有祭司，要按在祭物上，要表达赦免的。所以，愿意与神、与当时的祭司、与当时的族人建立一种团契相交的关系。So
the last one is really was a peace offering or the grain offering. It's really showing the willingness to create a communion and fellowship with God, with His high priest. And you know, brothers and sisters within the same clines.
所以今天对我们的信徒来讲，是不是第三个也是我们盼望的？我们要与神、与传道人、与弟兄姐妹们互相建立那种团契相交的美好的这种关系。
So for the last one is really something we're longing for, the peace offering and the grain offering to establish this communion fellowship among brothers and sisters. So, in the recent past in Beijing, and her parents actually sued is their son who was really occupied in their in his own profession.
因为他有好几个孩子，有的在外地，有的在北京，而这个老大呢就跟他住在一个城区内。但是呢，即便是过年了，也是忙忙忙。
So he has, the parents actually have many children, and this one he sued was the elder one, the older one, and he lived in the same district as his parents, but he was so busy, even during holidays, he had no time to visit his parents.
那这一对老人要求法院有一个判决，大家听了可能觉得不可思议。判决这个孩子要付他赡养费，每个月必须让他亲手送给老人1块钱。
So the parent asks the court to really to mentally ask his son to give money, you know, the support money to them is about one yuan.
1块人民币.
One RMB.
说明什么? 老人不缺钱. 他缺的是什么? 缺的是情, 缺的是关系.
So the parent really didn't need more money, but what they need is really the relationship, the interaction with their kids.
他们盼望的就是和老大儿子能够见见面，说几句话。
So they just want to see each other, actually see his son's face and have a chance to talk and chat.
那我们来思想，神何尝不是这样？
So really, our God is also have the such the same desire.
难道神缺少那些祭品吗？ So, 神稀罕那些祭品吗？
So really, God need all the sacrifice, the different offerings.
这个世界，这个宇宙万物都是他造的，天上的牛羊都是他的，他缺那点祭品吗？
So everything was created by him, all this cattle and sheep, and he's really not lacking of any of those things.
所以这就是我们要了解的旧约献祭，它的真正的含义是什么？
So that's why we need to really understand the true meaning of the Old Testament sacrifices.
有一段经文，撒母耳记上15章22节，耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭，岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢？ 听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的脂油。
So let's look at 1 Samuel 15, verse 22. Here says, Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifice as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams.
古代以色列人虽然表面上每年依然3次 到耶路撒冷圣殿去敬拜，去献祭，求神赦免他们的罪。
So apparently, the ancient Israelites, they went to Jerusalem three times a year, asking for forgiveness.
他们一边的去献祭，但是呢，一边的因着悖逆神、不顺从神的行为，最终的结果。 就像今天我们开始所读的那一段经文一样，《历代志下》7章后边16到20节所记载的，最终在他们有生之年，也就是说他们还活着的时候，怎么样啊？
So, although they made their sacrifice to God, but they're so rebellious, and they're disobedient to God, and just like the scriptures we read in the beginning of the sermon. And during their living years, what happened to them?
在他们还活着的时候，活着的时候遭到了神的审判，结果就是国破家亡，全体国民成为战争的被掳者。Yeah,
the God judged them during their living years, and the country, the nation was fallen, and this family was separated, and all the nations. Became the prisoners of war and left their home country.
经历了流离失所, 在他乡的那种刻骨铭心的那种痛。
Yeah, so they really experienced the bitterness and the pain living in the foreign countries.
所以盼望我们今天通过对旧约圣经有关献祭的这些经文的认识和讨论，我们来一个脑筋急转弯。
So I hope we learn from those the different offerings and the significance.
让我们聚焦在耶稣基督的身上。
So let's focus on our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为自从2000年之前耶稣基督来到世上之后，我们现今的人可以说是非常非常的有福。
So we're so blessed after our Lord Jesus Christ came to this world 2,000 years ago.
因为我们知道，我们会犯罪吗？我们有罪吗？
So we all know we likely to commit sins.
作为基督徒，我们知道我们是罪人，但是今天我们的罪人不用像当年以色列人那样长途跋涉，千辛万苦的去献牛、献羊、献鸽子、献这些等等的物品，去求神赦免。
So as Christians, we know we're sinners. But unlike in the ancient Israel, they have to take long journeys, enduring all this pains, to bring cattle and sheep to giving sacrifice.
主耶稣已经一次过的将他自己的没有瑕疵的身体当作活祭已经献上。
So our Lord Jesus Christ present his body without blemish as a living sacrifice.
所以我们要做的就是心里相信，口里承认，就完了。
So the things we need to do is really believe in our heart and confess with our mouth.
我们的罪就得到赦免。
And our sin was forgiven.
所以古代以色列人罪得赦免的程序和步骤，我们来看一下。
So let's look at the sequence how the ancient Israelites got forgiven.
犯罪，献上食物。作为祭，然后呢，求神得赦免。
It's really sin offering a sacrifice, and then God forgive them.
那我们今天的人，罪得赦免的程序是什么样的
？So look at our procedure and how our sins got forgiven.
犯罪，口里承认，心里相信，然后呢，得到赦免。
Sin and we confess and we believe in Him.And Jesus Christ really forgive us.
那我们看同样是罪得赦免。
So we compare this to two different forgiveness.
但是我们今天的人这个程序是颠倒。
So our sequence was reversed.
不单是颠倒的，神的赦免在先。
Not only reversed, but also God's forgiveness is already established.
神的赦免已经放在那里了。
It's there. Yeah.
它不像我们遇到黑色星期五的时候去买特价商品一样，在特定的时间段，还要起早贪黑的去找到那个特定的价格的物品。
So it's not like we're during the Black Friday sales, those doorbuster deals. You have to be there in a certain time.In limited hours.
那在黑色星期五，有的时候我们花费了很大精力，早起了，到那还没抢着我们想要的。
But sometimes even we got up so early or went to the shops in the odd hours, and still there's no guarantee we got what we want.
那耶稣基督对人赦罪的恩典，不单单是先于我们认罪在先，而且。还给我们预备了一份白白得到的更大的应许，这个应许是什么呀？就是那个永恒的生命。
Right, not only it's helped us this forgiveness before, but also He gave us a free, even bigger promise, which is the everlasting life.
我们一起来用中英文来读约翰福音三章十六到十七节的经文。
So let's read John chapter 3, 16 and 17.
来，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们， 叫一切信
他
的
不
知
灭
亡，
反
得永生。
因
为
神
差
他
的
儿
子
降
世，
不
是
要
定
世
人
的
罪，乃
是
要
叫
世
人
因
他
得
救。
这才是我们今天感恩节的主题。
So this is really the real theme of our Thanksgiving today.
那我想再问大家，大家知道这个火鸡的寿命有多少年？
So I want to ask you a question. Do you know how long a turkey actually lives?
多少年
？The lifespan of the turkey?
据记载，大概是三到四年。
It's a, probably about 3 to 4 years.
那我提到过，美国火鸡协会在早年的时候呢，他们提供给我不知道艾森豪威尔总统是哪一多少届的，提供的火鸡。当时我看那个照片，我们来看一下。
So, based on the, you know, the Association of Turkey, they provide a President Eisenhower's turkey.
应该是野生种类的，是吧？
Based on this picture, probably should be the wild turkey.
大家知道这是火鸡的命运吗？
Do you know what was his turkey's fate?
上了总统家人的餐桌。
So the pardoned turkey became a meal.
那现如今我们餐桌上所吃的火鸡是什么品种？大家知道吗
？So these days, the turkey we eat are farmed. Yeah.
应该都是人工饲养的品种。那据说在奥巴马总统过去的四年中，每年所赦免的两只火鸡，那八只火鸡中，只有一只活到了第二年的感恩节，其他七只都是各种原因，在那种特殊人的关照被赦免了之后，都没有活够一年。
So the eight turkey President Obama pardoned in the past 4 years, eight of them, except one lived near the next Thanksgiving.All the seven actually died with such a dedicated care to them.
那我们可以设想一下，那些没有被赦免的，那些没有被特殊照料的火鸡，他们的命运如何
？So we can imagine those turkey without exception, and their what their fate or destiny was like.
所以他们得靠自己啊，装扮一下。这个厨师拿着刀到处找，他在这儿。
So they really have to rely on their own strengths. That one sort of camouflage as a lampstand.
哇
！Eat more beef.
所以他们自己要抗议，多吃牛肉吧。在白宫玫瑰园奔走呼吁。
Yeah, so they were roaming in the rose garden and trying to convince the crowd to eat more beef. Let's lower, bow our head, bow and pray.
恩主，我们在天上的父，我们感谢你，感谢你赐给我们宝贵的话语圣经。
So, Lord, we appreciate you give us the precious word, which is the Bible.
在这感恩的季节里边，求主您让我们静下心来。在主您的话语里面，我们思想主您的赦免的大能。
So during this Thanksgiving season, give us peace, give us a moment of silence to think over the Thanksgiving and forgiveness in your words.
思想主耶稣基督您的赦免的恩典。
And really think the grace that you give and bestowed upon us through our Christ.
让我们今天生活在这个世上的人，我们知道主。耶稣基督，您爱我们，您为我们舍命。
So the people living on this earth, in this world, know that you love us and you sacrifice yourselves for us.
是愿主您保守我们，赐福我们，让我们的生命活出那美好的见证。
So I ask you to protect us, to bless us, so we can be the living testimony of your word.
这样的感谢祷告祈求，奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
Yeah, the thanksgiving and prayer was asking in your name.
Amen.
Amen.